Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks, daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi there. Today is my first time listening to your podcast. I really appreciate it. So my story took place back in 2008. We had moved to our house in 2007. We live in far northern California, about a mile from the Pacific Ocean. About 2 blocks west of our home in the neighborhood, it was, at the time, a condemned house. So, of course, it looked spooky and haunted. It's actually condemned by the county, broken windows, the whole effect. So, when I would daily walk or run by that house, I, of course, told myself, well, of course you have these feelings about this house because it looks like a haunted house. That doesn't mean it is a haunted house. Convinced myself that it was all the power of my suggestion. At that time, I had my sweet wolf dog, and he was starting to age and slow down. So I had started the habit of, instead of him jogging with me, I would take him on a walk and then go for my run afterwards. It was the summer of 2008 on this particular day. I had taken him on his walk, brought him back home, and then in the afternoon went on my jog by myself. I was usually pretty aware of that house anytime I'd cross it, for the reasons I had explained before. But today, that day, I had kind of not even thought about it until I was actually there in front of the house. And I just felt kind of hairs on the back of my neck sort of feeling about it, and really thought I felt something scratch me. Again, just start in with the, you're suggesting this to yourself. This did not happen. Move on. Problem is, I couldn't move on. I couldn't shake the feeling as I proceeded on my run. I couldn't shake the feeling of how I felt when I went in front of the house. I felt like something scratched me. I just felt strange. At this point of my regular route, there's this easement that goes out of my neighborhood to the property and the road that runs behind what was the old hospital. And there's all these eucalyptus trees there to the right that had always been a raven's roost. And as soon as I leave the easement and I'm in view of the eucalyptus trees, three or four ravens start flying straight at me. I had never experienced that before. Ravens typically keep to themselves. They are not known for attacking humans unless they feel maybe their roost is threatened. They're coming right at me. I'm just sort of frozen. And all of a sudden, they start dive bombing about 2 feet behind me. They're not attacking me, but they're going at something right behind me. I can feel their wing beats. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So at this point, I get kind of out of that their area, move past the eucalyptus trees up to a typical point on my route. But I'm so shaken that I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to run. I need to figure out what's going on with these ravens and why they came after me. The whole time thinking it's possible something's following me because I feel like something's following me. But again, since we're conditioned to not think these things are possible, I'm thinking it's anything but that. So I decide, okay, sure. Maybe it was because I was too close to their trees, their nesting or something, and they just didn't want me there. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to approach from a completely different angle to where I can just see the trees, but I'm still pretty blocked. So I went to the west end of the complex that had held the hospital and start walking on a road that meets up to the other road where the ravens had kind of attacked something behind me. I'm pretty far from these eucalyptus trees. I'd say a good 200 yards. These ravens fly out of those trees and start coming right towards me. I had never seen the ravens go to that area of the complex. And they start doing the same exact thing to me. 2 feet behind me, dive bombing. And I'm just sort of like, I have no explanation for this. I just decide to walk home. At this point, I still feel like something's following me until about crossing the street onto my block. And all of a sudden, I just felt relief. Like, yeah, it's gone. Mind you, that block, my block is directly west of the house, just two blocks away. So I had no explanation for that. A couple months later, hanging out with a friend of mine, who she's also sensitive. You know, we're just kind of ha-ha laughing about it. Well, let's go check out the property. Let's just see what's going on. And we get there, and neither of us feel anything, actually. Like, we're like, whatever that was, we can't explain it. And then we're like, okay, let's leave. And then all of a sudden, my friend stops dead in her tracks, and she says, I've just been touched. So that happened. The house was very interesting to me. Not long after my friend and I went there, somebody bought it, and you could see they were getting ready to refurbish it, which I thought, oh, that might be interesting. And at this point, I became pregnant, and then I have my son, and they're rebuilding the house. And then they're going to do an open house. So whoever did bought this, they flipped it. And I really desperately, I had my son at this point. He was a baby, and I was staying at home with him. And really wanted to go see the open house, but I felt like there's something about my son and my baby. I just felt like, no, I can't go there. I certainly can't bring him there. I just felt like he was, for some reason, in danger. I couldn't explain it. So one day a man knocked on our door. He's got flyers about the open house. And I started saying to him, I'm really curious about that house. What's the history behind it? He had at one point been a school house about 20 miles away to the east, and somebody moved it there. But I don't have any information beyond that. But that was the day the ravens, pretty sure they saved me from something, or at least were trying to protect themselves for me from something that was following me. And that's my story.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your Grave Confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-GHOST-13. 646-7813.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.